Got teenagers? The good news is theme parks are reopening around the country for the season. The other news, well, may depend on your views. A number of amusement parks and chains are reported to be requiring chaperones, adults to accompany teens. The theme parks blame a rise in unruly behavior on site. Let's now talk about this with Robert Niles, a rule-following editor at Theme Park Insider. Hey, Robert.
Hi.
Tell us how this started. You're in Southern California.
Yes, Southern California. It's home of Knott's Berry Farm down in Buena Park, just up the street from Disneyland. And they've had a couple of nasty incidents the last couple of summers. Last July, where there was a big melee that broke out in the park. And after that, Knott's Berry Farm just said, you know, we've had enough of this. We're going to start requiring kids under a certain age be accompanied by an adult when they come into the park and when they are in the park. And that kicked off a policy that we've now seen extended to several of their sister parks under the Cedar Fair corporate brand around the country, such as Kings Island, Carowinds, and Great America up in Northern California.
And also an incident in Kansas City, is that right? Either this year or last year?
Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm is open year-round, and what they had done is in February, they'd eventually just decide, you know, we think that the chaperone policy has run its course, and they retired it. But then there was another incident when Worlds of Fun, a Cedar Fair theme park in the Kansas City area, opened for the season in April, and they had another big melee in that park, too. In fact, some kids actually assaulted a police officer, allegedly, in that one. So at that point, the Cedar Fair theme park said, you know what, we're going to bring back that chaperone policy that a few of our parks introduced last year, and we're going to bring it in for this season.
So what are the specifics of the policies, whether it's at this chain or other amusement parks that have put these rules in? Are they similar?
Yeah, very similar. What you're seeing, particularly at the Cedar Fair parks this year, is that kids under a certain age must be accompanied by an adult when they enter the park after a certain time. I think it's 4 p.m., and then once they're inside the park, they don't have to be tethered to the grown-up, but the adult that accompanied them must be available by phone at all times. And if kids are found unaccompanied in the park in the evenings, they can be stopped and questioned by park personnel. And if nobody seems to be accompanying them, then they can be kicked out of the park.
For these parks, is there a business trade-off? If they require chaperones, is there a risk or a reality that they'll do less business?
Absolutely. There's definitely an economic consideration here. But what the parks are betting on at this point is that they would rather lose the business of unaccompanied teens and even preteens coming into the park if that means that it helps them keep the business of families that are coming into the park. They don't want any families coming in with their kids to feel anything less than completely safe when visiting the parks.
And as these rules are coming back in at several parks for this season, how are teens and their parents responding to this?
You know, this is one of those situations where all it takes is a few people to misbehave and all the rest of us can't have nice things. I mean, I remember when I was that age, I fell in love with theme parks because I had the opportunity to go wander around them by myself or with my friends without my parents hanging over me. So I hope that this is the sort of thing that runs its course relatively quickly so we can get back to allowing, you know, kids to discover their independence in a safe place like theme parks once again.
Robert Niles is editor of the blog Theme Park Insider. Robert, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.